New developments in the deadly national outbreak of meningitis. Documents newly released by the State Department of Health show the Framingham Pharmacy at the center of the outbreak repeatedly violated state drug regulations but was never severely punished by the state. They include mass-producing drugs in violation of its license and telling health providers to give the names of nurses instead of patients when submitting orders for drugs. The documents show complaints were filed as far back as a decade ago against the New England Compounding Center of Framingham. The outbreak has raised questions about whether there should be changes to federal and state regulations over compounding pharmacies, which specialize in retooling medications for individual patients. For a look at this morning, we turn now to Daniel Carpenter, a political science professor at Harvard University who specializes in regulatory law. Good morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Professor, what do you make of this? What should we make of this, that the state seems to have failed to crack down hard on the pharmacy after finding that it did, in fact, violate state regulations?
Well, it does appear that the state doesn't have a lot of inspectors on the scene and on the ground. And in other cases, it appears that the state, when presented with evidence, has failed to act upon it. This suggests perhaps some need for reform of pharmacy oversight at the Massachusetts Department of Health, and perhaps for stronger national-level regulations so that agencies like the FDA can bring more resources to bear on inspections and enforcement.
Let me stay on the state side for a second. I think you have to ask if tougher state regulations are the answer if the state isn't even going to enforce its regulations strictly.
I agree. The problem is that these pharmacies and compounding pharmacies can pop up anywhere. And so in part what we need is national level standards so that compounding pharmacies cannot simply jump to the state with the lowest common denominator of regulations and enact a race to the bottom. There are thousands and thousands of pharmacies. Any one of them can, in theory, compound for the large-scale marketplace.
Compound drugs.
And if we just entrust the FDA or give all power to the FDA, that means the FDA is no longer overseeing large-scale compounding pharmacies or drug companies. They're also overseeing every single mom-and-pop pharmacy in the country, and I think that's an unworkable situation.
Well, let's say the FDA is given the regulatory authority to oversee large compounding pharmacies. Is it ready for that role?
Right now, no, and that's in part because federal statute, congressional law, does not make clear the FDA's authority over compounding pharmacies. It is clear that compounded drugs are not FDA approved for safety and efficacy, but also compounding pharmacies do not have to register their products with the FDA. In fact, they don't even have to register as establishments, as businesses with the FDA at all.
If new rules are drafted up on Capitol Hill, giving the FDA broader powers to oversee compounding pharmacies, do you think there's going to be a political fight? Do you think the lobbyists are going to ratchet up their effort again to stop this, or at least not make the regulations as tough and severe as they might otherwise be?
Well, I think there will be a lobbying fight. We've had a past here of lobbying to water down a number of these regulations. Keep in mind, too, that a big part of the fight here will happen in the courts. It was the Supreme Court that struck down an important law in 2002 that would have given the FDA, or at least have clarified the FDA's authority over compounding pharmacies. And a recent case in Florida actually said that the FDA cannot assume that it has the ability to regulate these compounding pharmacies and to walk in and inspect these facilities.
You know, you want to make me ask, what will it take to get this done? We have almost two dozen people dead. We have almost 300 people sick. We have 14,000 people at risk of getting sick. You almost have to ask, if not that, what's it take to get this done?
Well, it is going to take political will. It certainly won't happen before the election, and it probably won't happen until a new session of Congress. There has been some inquiry from both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats in Washington, into this case. One important source of support for new regulations will probably be mainline pharmaceutical companies, because they see compounding pharmacies as having an unfair regulatory advantage in this gray area of the law. But unfortunately, as with so many things, it often takes a true tragedy to put a bill like this on the agenda.
Professor Carpenter, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Professor Daniel Carpenter teaches political science at Harvard University. He's the author of Reputation and Power, Organizational Image and Pharmaceutical Regulation at the FDA.